This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Indonesian counterpart Saturday in Jakarta as part of his whirlwind tour of East and Southeast Asia. Earlier, as VOA's Cindy Sain reports, Pompeo and North Korea's foreign minister seemed far apart when commenting on North Korea's nuclear program.
Secretary Pompeo shook hands with the North Korean foreign minister, Lee, and a U.S. ambassador handed the North Korean foreign minister a letter from President Trump for the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. But afterwards, North Korea's foreign minister gave a statement saying that the country remains firm in its commitment to implementing the agreement made at the summit between Trump and Kim, but he said they were alarmed by some of the rhetoric coming out of the U.S. and its insistence on sanctions. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Jakarta.
Violence has broken out in a key eastern city in Ethiopia after federal troops tried to take over key positions in the wake of clashes with local police. Witnesses told VOA the Ethiopian federal military, heavily armed with armored vehicles, moved into Jigjiga in the nation's Somali region late Friday. By dawn Saturday, they had surrounded the office of the regional president, the parliament building, and other key government installations. Eyewitnesses told VOA there was a brief firefight between members of the regional paramilitary police unit and federal troops. Disgruntled locals reportedly took to the streets looting property and setting buildings on fire. Violence along the border of the Somali and Oromia provinces erupted in September of last year. The border clashes are still continuing to claim the lives of innocent people and displace tens of thousands. The leaders of both regions have blamed each other for the unrest. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.